Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, your host. So glad to be a part of this conversation with you. I am an author, a speaker, and I get the amazing privilege of leading what we call the Global Surrender Movement. And we get to impact people one person at a time, having them to understand the philosophy of surrender and then live this whole surrender out, what that looks like for their lives so that they can maximize their full potential. Did you hear me say it's a movement? Yes, it's a movement. And thinking about this movement, we are actually embarking upon our fasting season. So each and every year for the last 11 years, you all, we have led people through the process of fasting. So no different for this 2021. We are actually embarking on our fasting season coming up mid-September on into October. It's 40 days of fasting, but that's not the reason I'm telling you that. The reason I'm telling you that is because I started this conversation by telling you that it's a global surrender movement. So I want to talk to you today about movement. I know you as a leader have some ways and some things that God wants you to do and some ways in which he wants you to impact your community, your world, those people who are in proximity to you and even beyond. God wants you to have some influence. And starting a movement really does put you in a place of influence. So I want to talk today about that. Like, what does it look like to actually start a movement? For years, you all, even before I started this whole Surrender Fast business, I was fascinated with people who started movements, like, you know, like the Civil Rights Movement, or like the Black Panther movement, or even like, I'm blanking on his name, but he had like this whole movement around helping farmers in California to get a living wage. Why am I blanking on his name? I love him too. You guys will look it up and then you'll be like, yes, Celeste, that was his name. But he went on a hunger strike like for a very long time. But you know what's interesting about his hunger strike? He was drinking Coca-Colas. I was like, what? You try to go out quicker. Don't drink the Coca-Cola. Oh, sorry. But anyway, but he had this movement of helping migrants and farmers in California, which I thought was just phenomenal. So, like, again, I've just been fascinated by these types of movements and people getting people mobilized and encouraged to do something that is outside of themselves, is bigger than themselves, to the point that people are willing to sacrifice their lives. Like, isn't that amazing? Totally amazing. So I would study those kind of things and just wonder about them. And then I just happened upon, through obedience, this whole surrender movement thing. So, and I hear people say they have movements and that's awesome. But I want to tell you today how to know if your, whatever you're doing is really actually a movement, or if you like, I have that in my heart. So how do I start up something like that? How do I do something like that? I'm glad you asked, because that's what we're talking about today, how to start a movement and how to create a movement. So number one, you all, number one is to choose your cause, right? So when I look online, that's the first thing that most websites are saying, choose your cause. You know what's so interesting about choosing your cause? That language, it can be a little bit deceptive if the cause chooses you. And I remember reading this book some time ago. His last name is Barnett. He's a pastor out of California. What's with me in this California today? But might be Mark Barnett. But he has this book called The Cause Within. And you know what? I think like when it says choose your cause, I almost feel like the cause already chose you. So before the foundations of the earth, God thought about you. He put these desires into you. I feel like that language is wrong. Like, really, instead of saying choose your cause, just say yes to the cause that has already chosen you. Let's just say that. Let's say yes to the cause that has already chosen you. So if you have this movement in you, there's a cause that has already chosen you. And what is that thing for you? What are you passionate about? Who are you for and what are you for? Like, what is that? And that's what you have to do. For me, just being able to help people to maximize their full potential, that has always been in my heart. Since I was like young, I would like ask questions like, if someone died, I remember someone died in my family. I remember asking the question, do you think they did everything they were supposed to do while they were here? Then you get the strange look like, that's your response to, I just told you so-and-so died? Right. I'm sad too, but I want to know if they did everything they were supposed to do. Just always been in my heart. So that's always been something for me. And then I later learned, you only maximize your potential. You only go to the grave empty if you are surrendered. If you are fully surrendered, surrender is doing God's will, His way, all the time. You got to be fully surrendered. So let the cause choose you, right? And when, in, because it has chosen you, say yes. Number two, I have six of them, just in case you're wondering. Number two, read up on it. So what's this whole surrender concept, cause? I said yes to it because it already had chosen me. I started to read up on it. So once I wrote the 40-day surrender fast in 2010, I started reading up on it. What are other people saying about surrender? What are other people saying about fasting, but especially surrender? Because I was really into that word. And I found so many different like videos and websites and things like that, because I was just curious to know what other people were saying about it. And one of my favorite, you all, go and look it up. One of my favorite YouTube videos was created by Oprah Winfrey, and it's actually called I Surrender. Or maybe it's I Surrender All, something like that. But I've seen that thing so many times, probably like 100 times. It's the best video. You got to go see it. So, but anyway, just learn more about your topic, read up on it, see what other people are saying about it, all of that good stuff, right? Just knowing what is behind your movement, what people are doing, and how you might become like this unique niche in this whole, you know, arena or concept that you're embarking upon, okay? So, I got to take a quick break, though. I have four more for you, four more, so don't go anywhere. And right after the break, we'll jump right in again. All righty. Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens. I am your speaker for the Surrender Break Room, and I just want to come in and ask you a couple of questions. Like, for example, how many times have you heard you need to write a book? How many times have you heard people say, oh, you have such great ideas, or you have so much knowledge? Do you have a book about that? Well, I'm here to help. I have the Book Doula Program, which is a program that's designed to take you from idea to print in just 12 weeks. Can you imagine finally having that book in your hand, holding it with your name on it? I couldn't imagine it some years ago. And now I am the author of four books, you guys, because I was willing to take that step and to move forward and to publish that masterpiece that was in my heart. I'm here to help you. So if you have a book in your heart, make sure you check me out at drcelesteowens.com and check out the Book Doula Program. Again, it'll take you from idea to print in just 12 weeks. Be blessed. Welcome back, you all. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement, and this is the Surrender Break Room for leaders. And so glad that you're hanging out with me on this day or night or whatever time you're listening to this podcast. Can I say, first of all, thank you for supporting this podcast and being a part of this each and every week with me. And secondly, can I ask you to share it with someone? If we're talking about something today and someone came to mind as you hear me speaking, please share it with them. And I believe they will be blessed as well. So we've been talking about how to create a movement, how to create a movement. And number one was, I said choose your cause, and then I reworked it to say the cause is already within you. So all you need to do is say yes to your cause. Number two, you need to read up on it and find out more about what other people are doing related to that particular topic and cause that you're going to create. Number three, find out who's with you. Like, go to social media, tell people, like, I have this cause in my heart. I want to do X, Y, and Z. Are you with me? You know, it might be something like, one of my friends has this movement, Move Your Body, Barbara Streeter. She has this Move Your Body movement. And she's out there, like, she's finding her plan, like, who's with me? Who's ready to move their body? And she's encouraging people every day to get out 20, 30 minutes and what? Move their bodies. I love it. It's such a great movement. So you want to get out there. Word of mouth is so fantastic, you guys. So once you get out there and start posting onto your social media, and if you are not on social media and you are so repulsed by social media or you just turned off, you're going to have to get over it. The world ain't going back. Social media is the place to be. Find your platform and just get on there and do it. Just do it, as Nike said. So find you a space. Word of mouth is great. Once people start to see what you're doing, they start sharing it with other people. The momentum starts to grow. For us, with the surrender fast, or the surrender movement, I should say, it's definitely been word of mouth. People have been telling other people about this, and people have been sharing about the 40-day surrender fast and encouraging people to do it. And as people do the fast, they get enlightened about what it means to be surrendered, and people just start to live it out in their lives. So it's just been amazing that way. Churches have grown to love a surrender fast and done the fast. And it's just been amazing to watch how God has exploded this in the eyes of other people and how it has spread. Well, number four, speaking of the word spread, is spread the word. So once you find out who's with you, finding out who's out there, who wants to be a part of it, you're going to contact churches or civil groups or, you know, whoever it is, then you got to spread the word. You got to get you a flyer made. You got to get maybe even some ambassadors, and people who are spreading the word for you. You have to get on and do a podcast. Yep, I do a podcast here. Create some YouTubes. Do some Instagram or Facebook Lives, whatever it is, but you've got to get the word out there. Or even blog. Like, if doing videos is not your thing, then become really excellent at blogging and writing. And blogs don't have to be that long, you guys, like 100 to 300 words, very quick. Just share what's on your heart, be very conversational, but you can definitely spread the word and get the word out there so that other people are aware of this movement that you have. Number five. Be creative. Oh my goodness, be creative. So whatever your movement is, how am I going to get this out to people? And not only that, I could spread the word, but how do I get them to buy into this thing? And for us, we realized our creativity came in leading people through the experience of fasting. So when from 2010 to probably like 2014 or so, we did this fast 3 times a year. We would do it first of the year, Lenten season, and then September, which was our original first time of the year that we had offered it to people, and we would do it 3 times a year. That thing was straight up exhausting, but it was worth it because we really got to build an audience. And it wasn't so much about the fast being the movement, it was about surrender being the movement. But fasting was one of the creative tools that God gave us so that people would know what it meant to surrender. See how he shows up when they surrender, see how blessed they become when they surrender. And that became the tool. That whole fasting for 40 days became the tool so that people later after the 40 days could say, I could live this. I could be surrendered. I see what this looks like. And that was our creative way of getting people to live a life of surrender. And then number six, and lastly, last one, get some principles, like get some core values and stick to them. So whatever your movement is, find your core values, find what your principles about, and stick to it. So we have three things. There are probably several other core values we have, but three of them came to mind right away as I was preparing this for you all. One of them is our slogan. Remember, I always say, I'm leader of the Global Surrender Movement. Surrender is doing God's will, His way, all the time. That's our slogan. God's will, His way, all the time. That is one of our core values. That's what we stick to. Another one is surrender isn't easy, but it's worth it. It's like one of those reminders to people. And it's one of our core values that, you know, even though something might not be easy, you're going to get a great outcome. It's going to be worth it in the end. So that's one of our other things. It isn't easy, but it's worth it. And then another principle we have is that surrender advances. It certainly does. It totally will advance you. You may have felt stuck at something for like 5, 6 years, 10 years, whatever it is. You decide to surrender and give your heart over to God and even go through the process of our 40-day surrender fast, you will see things advance so quickly, like a leave your head spinning, really. I've seen it happen so many times with myself and other people as well. So we love that. We'd love to remind people that surrender advances. So I hope this helped you today as you think about that cause that's within you and how you are going to say yes to that cause when the time is right. These are just 6 principles and key concepts that you can use to make sure that your cause gets off the ground. And not only that, it explodes. So can't wait to hear about your own movement that you have going. So be blessed, you all. Love you much. If you want to hang out with us this September, make sure you go to the website surrenderfast.com and sign up for the Global Surrender Fast. Be blessed, you all. And I'll catch you next time.